way down in Clonakilty in the year of 89. The locomotive Banaba came chugging down the line. On board sat Philip Harrington, bound for culinary fame. This place looks good to make me pud, I think I'll call the same. Clonakilty black pudding, tis me dads are full of pep. To put the lead back in your pencil and the spring back in your step. Heaven knows what herbs and spices are inside the saucy skin, but it brings a smile to where it's eyeing. August fog of mead marshin.
This is the final call for Cambrian Airways flight CA352 to Cardiff. All remaining passengers, please make your way to gate 3 for boarding.
There's a seat over there. Sit down for yourself.
Why did they have to look inside the bag? That man was looking through my clothes. He touched them.
Just sit down for yourself.
My legs are hurting again. I can't get on the plane.
You and your legs.
The doctor said it was high blood pressure and circulation.
What do they know? They can't see inside your leg.
I didn't like the look of that man. He had a red face and the smell of drink on him. I'll have to wash everything now when we arrive. I didn't say anything, but I couldn't take my eyes off his dirty fingernails. And when he held up my blouse and he said, "Oh, my wife has one of these."
Whose wife? You're not helping the situation.
I can't think with my legs.
My God, it's an imagination that you have. I said sit down for yourself.
That chair is metal. I don't like the look of it.
Well, stand for yourself then.
I've never been on an airplane before, Jim.
I know all that.
Do you think we'll crash? Oh, jeez, I'd hate to come down over the sea. Wouldn't that be a terrible way to go? There it is, over there. The shamrock on the tail, that's for good luck. But if it came down in the sea, I suppose it would sink. There's only one door at the front and there's only one at the back. We'd never get out. And my legs, I'd be stuck. I'd be the last one and I can't swim. You know that, Jim.
God, you talk for Ireland.
I'm not getting on, Jim. Not that one. Maybe another one. Perhaps I'll feel different later.
Feelings? What use are those? That plane has been back and forth and back and forth and not a thing has happened. Why don't you just trust people who know more about these things than you do?
Like the man who went through my clothes. I wouldn't trust him if he was flying. After he'd had a drink, he might fly out west. With all this fog, he'd get lost. He'd be confused.
Maybe he's been driven to drink.
That chair looks very cold and hard. If I was them, I'd have some cushions for people.
Shh.
That would make it more comfortable and relaxing. Can you take me back home, Jim? Please.
No.
I don't want to leave. Things aren't right since you planned it all. This idea of yours. I just want to go back home.
I said no. Just pull yourself together. I have a good mind to leave you here. You're holding me back from making something of my life. I'm not going back to that wreck of a home to live again with your mother and three brothers and that shaggy dog and no hot water and no bat.
People don't have baths in Clonakilty.
They do in London.
What would I do in London? That is, supposing the plane, and I mean just supposing, being flown by that alcoholic. Just supposing it ever got there.
I'll get a start. You know? I'll be making some money rather than tinning beet for porter and picking peas and piecework. There's real work over there. Railways, hospitals, roads, buildings, and you get proper holidays. Would people in Clan think a holiday is a trip to the shops up in Cork or a picnic on the strand in Ballinglana? But we'll be able to afford nice clothes, a car, a house, and those houses have fine gardens too.
There's jobs enough in Clonakilty. I know Holands are looking and there's work in the creamery.
I've got some self-respect. If you think I'll go baking buns at Holands...
I don't get on with your sister, Jim. It'll never work out. A stain with her. She doesn't like it that you married a girl from Bantry. She thinks Clonakilty is the home of Ireland's well-to-do. It's prejudice she is against West Cork, and you're proposing that we throw ourselves at the mercy of that woman.
It's only until we get our lodgings. Can't you just get on with people and change your attitude? Look, if we don't go now, we'll never go. And I'll spend my whole life wondering what I might have been. Why have you left all this until 10 minutes before we get in the plane?
It's just come to me. I haven't had the time to think. I haven't had the space to think.
What do you mean, space? Aren't there plenty of fields in Clann? Big fields they are. And bogs and sand and mud and wrecks. And no money in your pocket. And no work. The Clannachilty Black Pudding Festival. Is that all we have? If I stay here one more year, I swear I'll...
Will passengers for Aer Lingus flight E1712 to London Heathrow please make their way to gate 2 for immediate boarding?
If we leave, there's no coming back. If we came back penniless, they'd despise us. If we came back rich, ha, that's a laugh, they'd resent us. Are they happy, those that left before? Are they, Jim? At the very bottom of a pile of smoke-clogged tenements.
Final call for Aer Lingus flight E1712 to London Heathrow. All passengers wishing to travel today, please make your way to gate 2, which is about to close.
That's us. I said that's us.
I have made up my mind.
Time to Think was written by Michael O'Sullivan and was a finalist entry in Green Curtain Theatre's Leaving Competition for New Writing, held in 2018. It was performed by Shane Falvey and Jackie Milne. Time to Think is a Green Curtain Theatre production and was recorded in January 2019.